But first up this morning, have you been following the adventures of Dunstan and Theodore around Tasmania? You may not, but there's a good chance your kids or grandkids might have. Tasmanian children's author Sharon Laxley has been sharing their stories over recent years, and she has new tales to tell and new generations to inspire, and joins us in the studio this morning. Sharon, good morning.
Good morning, Belinda, and thank you for inviting me to the show. And good morning, listeners.
Now, it's been ages since we caught up, but when we last did, you were just starting out as a children's author, and in you come this morning with an absolute armful of books.
The creative process is just so joyful that I just keep going. I find it very relaxing, and luckily for the community, have connected with my stories and keep asking for more.
So, who are Dunstan and Theodore for the uninitiated?
Yeah, well, Dunstan and Theodore are characters that I developed after a dear friend passed away, and she made teddy bears, and that Dunstan is my teddy bear that she made for me. Theodore is a little dog that she had sitting in the back of a car. And when she passed away, I decided I'd write a story for her great-grandchildren in Canberra. And it snowballed from there because everyone connected with the characters and I just kept going.
So how many adventures have Dunstan and Theodore been on now?
Well, the four, and the fifth one's just released, which is a Christmas story. So it's just very exciting and I'm just bouncing.
You certainly are. So it's a fascinating story about effectively how you met them was through a friend of yours and
yes. And
how she inspired you. But in terms of what you're doing, I've got a funny feeling you'll be inspiring the next generation of young Tasmanians to pick up a book and to imagine and to think outside of the square through your writing.
It is. The biggest joy is having children read my stories. And parents come and say to me, you know, my child has learnt to read through the books. If I go and visit schools, the children are now writing their own stories and being inspired to write and create and are comfortable to express themselves and make connections.
So was there a moment that you went, that's it, I'm going to be an author?
I call myself a accidental author, but I think it's just something that I have a creative need, and this fulfills the need. Now I'm not doing my window dressing and visual merchandising, just to bring joy to people.
That creative outlet.
Yes.
So we've got Dunstan and Theodore, and then Theodore swims in the sea. Oh dear. Dunstan and Theodore, hide and seek. That looks like, well, it is the front of City Park
on
the front.
Yes, a little adventure in City Park, because who doesn't love a wonderful adventure in City Park?
And then they set sail. Dunstan and Theodore sets up.
Then I can see, here we go,
Christmas with Friends. And written and illustrated by Sharon J. Yaxley. So you've done all the drawings in these books as well.
Yes, I absolutely love the drawing process. And it also helps me with the editing of the text, because I have the text above me as I'm drawing and I edit as I go, depending on what I've put in the thing. And more often than not, it's eliminating words and letting the pictures tell the story.
Now, you've got two new books that you've just released. Is one of them the Christmas with Friends?
Yes, the Christmas with Friends arrived on Friday.
That's ready to go.
That's ready
to go. Just in time for this Christmas.
Absolutely, and just in time for Book Week in stores.
Oh, you've beaten Coles and the Chrissy decorations to the shelf. You've got a Christmas book out.
I'm the first.
Fantastic. Someone had to do it. And the other one I wanted to ask you about is, this one is a new one as well, Tigey and the Teacup. Yes. Who's Tigey?
Tigey is my grandson's little cuddle toy at night. And the teacup was my daughter's little teacup from her tea set when she was little that he found and just carried with him for quite some time as a little object.
Right.
And I just love the ring of Tigey and the Teacup. So over 2 years I had this little story formulating, and eventually I found time to sit down and write it.
And the character of Chi goes throughout the book.
Chi is my grandson, the character.
Carrying Tigey in the teacup.
And, so it's a little book of imagination. We read bedtime stories, and when he comes to stay, we go outside and we look at the night sky and look at the moon, and one night we discovered a moon rainbow and all these questions and just the infinity of space, and there's the wonderment of the night sky. And I think hopefully people will do the same and take their children outside and enjoy some of the evening as well.
Following the crack of light back through the curtains, Tigey carefully brushed the colours across Chi's flickering eyelids. And on the story goes, floating upwards on the moonlight, the starlight dimmed. Fluffy clouds made a snuggly blanket over the stars, and he searched for a corner to sneak through. You know, Tigey's a toy that he carries around.
Yes.
You know, I've still got my Tigey.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Except it was called Black Cat.
Oh, fantastic. And I think a lot of children will, and they will hopefully make a connection with their favourite toy and maybe think about what adventures they would like to go on, and it might inspire children to read. And write.
And one of the other books that you've written is Sea Monsters. Now, this one's got photographs in it. Can you tell me about this?
Yeah, so I am an avid photographer, and I took my son surfing down the East Coast to Beau Morris, and I went for a very long walk along the beach, and I turned around and ran back with the wind to Shelley Point, and there was just masses of seaweed after a big storm, and it was all sort of heaving and seething, and there was crackling and wind, and all I could see was monsters. And I thought, oh, I wonder if they come out of the ocean to tell stories of what's happening in the world with the ocean pollution and the environmental side of what human impact has had. And I wanted to inspire children to connect with that and stop and think about what impact they're having and the changes they can make in the future to protect our oceans. It's an interesting book because you look at the images and you can turn the book around sideways and upside down and you get different images. And I'm hoping that children will look at that and become inspired. There's teacher's notes on my website that they can use in schools. I've had lots of response in schools from using this story where children have never written a story have created something because they've made ownership of their character that they've created.
Well, I can certainly see what you've done here. There's a close-up photo of a piece of seaweed and the captioning is jagged teeth. And it does look like jagged teeth. And another one says jaws, which does go with the beach a fair bit, doesn't it?
It does.
Another one says tusks, sharp noses, dark eyes. I can see that in all of these pieces of seaweed and things you might find along the shore. No wonder it's been popular.
It has, and it inspires children to connect with their imagination. And imagination takes you everywhere, so it's been a wonderful tool.
It's National Book Week. Are you getting dressed up at all?
Well, I'm not at school on Wednesday, which is unfortunate, but I'll go and enjoy Book Week with my grandchildren. I'm doing Book Week at another school this afternoon, so
fabulous.
That'll be wonderful.
Lovely. Well, Sharon, all the very best with it, particularly with the launch of your two new ones, Tigey and the Teacup, and also Dunstan and Theodore, Christmas with Friends. You've been good enough to bring in half a dozen of your books and sign them for us. Can we pop those aside for the Giving Tree this year?
Absolutely. I think the joy of giving books is what it's all about, really.
And we're going to be able to give some to people that really need them this Christmas, signed by the author.
Lovely.
And if people want to get your books, are Tassie bookstores stocking them for us?
Yes, all Tassie bookstores, gift shops, baby shops. I've done a seat of work and my publisher has done a lot of work. And thank you to the local stores that are supporting local artists.
Sharon, lovely to catch up with you. All the best. Next time we catch up, I expect to see 24 books on the desk.
Absolutely. That's a challenge.
Yeah, there we go. The gauntlet's been thrown down.
Thank you.
Sharon Yaxley with us this morning on ABC Northern Tasmania. A huge range of books that you'll find in your local Tassie book stockist. It's 19 minutes past 7.